We're gonna jump into session four, and before we do any, the session four is about rhythm.
Yay!
Before we do anything else, I want to make sure you guys all know how to count on the bandstand in a swing with a swing feel. All right. Now, just let me demonstrate.
What?
Yeah. Let me demonstrate how not to do it and why you're learning what you're about to learn. There's too many singers who, or any musicians, non-jazz musicians, whatever, who will count off the following. Now, suppose we're playing Satin Doll. Just to get you in the mood, right? Now, suppose you're ready to play that. Your first chord is D minor, right? Just pretend. And I go, cigarette home. Okay, guys, ready? Cigarette home. Okay, so go ahead.
Go ahead what?
Exactly. Play it. Play the tune. Like, you know, I'm ready to sing it and I want to hear it. I just gave you my tempo. Right? First two chords are D minor and G7. So, and then you say, what? Ask me, what was that? What's the tempo? Ask me again.
What's the tempo?
It's like, cigarette holder. Okay. All right. So go ahead.
It's all right. I keep learning this, and I'm never sure of myself.
All right. Now Hillary started, but how would you start it together?
I know. One, two, three, go.
That was not bad. That was not bad. But your harmonic rhythm is like just do two beats per chord. Like
okay.
So anyway, very good for the counting. But you had to interpret that from what I said. Wouldn't it be a lot easier if the person who called the tune would count it, right? So here's how you do it. It's very simple. It's very, very similar to what you just did. You do one, tap, two, one, two, three, pull. Sing, and you're right in, and everyone knows exactly. All right, now this may sound simple, but I want to make sure you all know how to do it. One, tap, two, one, two, three, pull. And it's totally easy to do that. So can you please just demonstrate that you know how to do that? Start, right? Starting with you, Doug.
One, two, one, two, three.
Awesome. Next.
So one, two, three, four.
Okay, good. Awesome job. All right, Doug. Perfect. Louise?
The tapping. One, two, three, four.
Good. Give us a little percussive element. Can you snap in between? Snap in between when you first say one, two, like that? Because it immediately puts us at ease and makes us feel the swing.
One, two, three,
beautiful.
Four.
Perfect.
Here's my problem.
Perfect.
I can never hear whether that's the tempo I want or not.
All right, good question. So, sing that tune to yourself. Like the best is like if you can sing the end of it. Like let's take Satin Doll. You know the words on that, right? What's the last two words? Like that. What does it say? Something that Latin. What are the words?
And that one, it's and that.
And that. Okay, all right. I thought it was something Latin.
That's the second verse.
All right, okay. And that.
Latin.
So sing that to yourself, or actually out loud, so we can.
And that.
Okay, see your leg tapping? That's your tempo. You're like, and then my satin. And her tempo is right there. So you felt the tempo. Yeah, so now give us that count off that you had before.
One, two, three.
Do one, tap,
one,
two.
Two.
Wait, tap in between. So one, then tap,
right.
Two, then tap.
Such
you'll
a
get
Republican
used to it.
Clapper.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, Republican clapper. I never heard that.
That's funny.
That's straight.
On
she's talking about people who don't have any groove.
That's funny. I never heard that before.
Me neither, but it's hilarious.
Hope there are no offended Republicans in the room.
A Democrat. Give us a Democrat groove here.
One, two.
Wait, do one, snap, two, snap, one, two, three, four.
One, snap, snap. I have to say two.
It's okay, say it with me. One, two, one, two, three. I'll do it again. One, two, one, two, three, four. It's like magic. So just practice it. All right? That's all. Just a little thing.